AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 1,000 people. Officials warn the number of dead will likely rise. Sam Mort with UNICEF Afghanistan says there's a lot of devastation.
One of the districts, Skalan, that has been affected, I've just heard, has lost 1,800 homes. And these are very simple homes made of mud bricks that crumble really, really easily. And so we're deeply concerned that there are still people underneath the rubble.
The disaster will pose a major test for Afghanistan's Taliban government. On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the pace of future interest rate hikes will depend on whether and how quickly inflation starts to decline.
We will make our decisions meeting by meeting, and we'll continue to communicate our thinking as clearly as possible.
A senior Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, North Carolina's Tom Tillis, accused Powell of having taken too long to raise rates.
I'm concerned the Fed will lose its credibility to effectively manage the national economic situation.
Powell suggested last week a rate hike of either 1/2 or 3/4 of a point will be considered at the Fed's next meeting in late July. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. Later today, President Biden will call on Congress for a 3-month suspension of gas and diesel taxes. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it comes as gas prices remain very high.
The high prices have hurt confidence in the economy, posing a threat to the president's policy goals and the Democrats' chances of keeping congressional control. In an AP interview last week, the president acknowledged the impact, saying Americans were much more optimistic until gas prices started rising.
Many economists and lawmakers from both parties view the idea of a gas tax holiday with skepticism. His publicist says James Rado, co-creator of the groundbreaking hippie musical Hair, which celebrated protest, pot, and free love, has died of cardiorespiratory arrest. He was 90. This is AP News. Abortion providers are bracing for a ruling from the Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. If Roe v. Wade ends, abortion providers anticipate protest, harassment, and other violence will increase in states where abortion remains legal. Amanda Kifferly with the Women's Center says tensions rose during the Trump administration, especially during the pandemic.
We were besieged by protesters who felt that abortion offices had been kept open, but houses of worship had been closed.
Clinics have been on heightened alert since the opinion leaked that Roe v. Wade may be overturned.
There is nothing you can do to stop a bad person from finding you. So what we have decided to concentrate on is the documentation so that we can go to court.
Abortion opponents have also been targets of violence since the draft opinion leaked. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.